Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you. Oh.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. And, beloved, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We're excited about the Lord, and we just pray that you have had a blessed day in the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going into the word of the Lord here. Amen. We're going to be sharing a message on tonight entitled, The Lord, My Strength. And, beloved, you must know that God is your strength. He will be a strength to you, a help to you, amen, a fortress to you, a rock to you. We're going to talk about all those things and more. Praise God on tonight, amen, just to encourage and inspire you, amen, in your walk with the Lord. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for this Lord's Day. We ask, Father God, as we go into a time of sharing the word and ministry, God, that you would anoint your word, Father God, anoint those that are listening on tonight. Father, we just ask, God, that you would minister in a special way. We thank you, Father God, for all that you are, all that you're doing for your people. And God, we ask that you encourage, that you will uplift, oh God. Father, that you will minister by your power and by your spirit. Father, encourage that one, Father God, that feels hopeless, that feels down. God, let them know how much you love them, how much you care, and that you are watching over your word to perform it, God, on behalf of your people. God, we love you now. We ask that you take us further, oh God, and we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, before we go into the word, we want to share a song with you tonight. The Lord just laid this song on my heart, Nobody Greater. We know that there is nobody greater than God, nobody greater than him. Praise the Lord. You can look to the, go to the highest mountain, go to the lowest valley. Oh my God, you'll find nobody greater than God. So we pray that this song will be a blessing to you as you listen. Just worship the Lord. Get your mind on God and just begin to worship him. Praise God. Allow the Lord to just come in and just minister to you in a special way, in a mighty way, in the name of the Lord. Be blessed, beloved, as you listen to this song.
Nobody greater, no, nobody.
Praise God. There is nobody greater. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I thank God for that song tonight. There is nobody greater than the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. He will be a very present help in the time of need. There is nobody greater. Praise the Lord. You can look high. You can look low. But you will not find anybody greater than the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen for that tonight. Praise God. We are going into the word of the Lord. Praise God. I want you to get your Bibles as we go over to Psalms chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. Praise God. We do encourage you, if you would like to call in tonight. Amen. Our call-in number is 718-664-9578 if you'd like to join us live. Praise the Lord. We do praise God for all of you that are listening. Praise the Lord. Thank God for our caller, amen, that joined us tonight. We say God bless you. We pray that the word will be a blessing to you tonight. Amen. The Lord, my strength. Psalms 18, verses 1 and 2, it simply says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Praise God. And that word simply means help. God is our help. As we just said, he is a very present help in the time of trouble, in the time of need. God will come alongside you, beloved, and he will help you. Praise God. Verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Praise God. God is a not only a strength to us, praise the Lord, amen, but he is a rock to us, praise God. There are 8 things in this scripture that God is to us, and we just need to know, praise God, that God, amen, he's our Savior, he's our deliverer, he's our healer, but also he comes to protect us. He comes to hide us, praise God. He comes to be that fortress, praise the Lord. And the word of God says that he is a rock, praise God. Jesus is our foundation. We are to build on him, praise God. I heard someone say one time, amen, that you know, we name people as queen of soul, king of soul, but you know, and we look at them as stability, we look at them as examples or whatever. That's not the right word I'm looking for, praise God. But Jesus is a rock, amen. He won't roll, praise God. He's secure, he's stable. So when you put your trust in him and you put your confidence in him, you can rest assured that God will not let you down, praise God. Jesus is our foundation. He is a rock that cannot be penetrated by any who would harm us, praise God. That means that if the enemy would come at us, amen, and we hide ourselves in the cleft of the rock in Jesus, praise God, he is our salvation. And when we hide ourselves even in the word, the enemy can get only so far, because, beloved, he really can't cross the bloodline. And when we begin to realize what God is to us and for us and how he will shield us and how he will protect us, when we stay under the blood and we stay in the ark of safety, even when darts come and things come our way, praise God, God will give us a way out. He will give us a way of escape. Not only that, he will protect us, praise God. So number one, God is a rock to us, praise God. And then the scripture also says, amen, that he is our buckler, he's the horn of our salvation, he is our high tower, praise God. He's a fortress, he's a stronghold, praise God, amen. He's a place of strength and safety where the enemy cannot follow, praise God. And a fortress is just that, it's a guarded place, praise God. It's a secure place, praise the Lord. So when we hide ourselves in God and he is our fortress, praise the Lord, the enemy cannot get there, praise the Lord, amen. We got to know who we are, whose we are, praise God, and the benefits, amen, that we have, amen, as we serve the Lord, as we follow after God, amen. And it's important, beloved, that we as people of God stay close to God, stay in the ark of safety. I repeat that a lot because this is where we must be, amen, in this hour, praise God, to prevent, praise God, the enemy from getting in and wreaking havoc in our lives, praise God. We must stay in that guarded place, amen. Know this, beloved, God is your fortress, praise God. And then he's a deliverer, amen. He will deliver you out of every temptation, praise God, every trial, amen, that you would go through, praise God. There are some things, amen, temptations and testings that come our way, and the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that he will give a way, he will make a way of escape for you, praise the Lord. It's almost like if you're on a winding road and you're running from the enemy, or, amen, even in the natural, you know, there are battles, amen, that our soldiers often fight, and they have to get away from the enemy, and God will give you a way of escape, praise the Lord, amen. And in the time of trial, in the time of testing, because we will be tested, amen, I'm not talking about tempted to sin. That's a whole different level. I'm not going there tonight. I'm talking about tests that come our way, trials that come our way, amen, that God, amen, sometimes will allow us to go through things, amen, to see what's in us and where we're going, where we're coming from, praise God, and yet where we're going to, praise the Lord, amen. Before you can go to another level, praise God, you've got to be tested. You got to know, amen, what's on the inside, praise God. It's just like in the natural, when you're in school, you have to be tested. When you get to the end of that course, that professor has to know, praise God, before before he or she can give you that passing grade. You got to pass that test. You got to go through that final, praise God. It's the same way in the body of Christ. Amen. The body of Christ right now is going through testing and going through different trials and going through different things, praise God, because as a body, praise God, we must go up. Praise the Lord. God wants us all to go up, beloved. God wants us all to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost and be in those place, be in that place where he wants us to be, praise God. So in that time of testing, God will be a deliverer, praise the Lord. Many times Israel found themselves fighting against the enemy and different things going on, and amen, that they had to, amen, call on God. David was a warrior. He was a mighty warrior, and many, many battles he had to face and he had to fight, but he knew God to be a deliverer. He knew God to be his help. He knew God to be his strength, praise God. He knew God to be his fortress, praise the Lord. God delivered him right out of the hand of the enemy, and not only that, turned around, and amen, when Saul was after his life, praise the Lord, God allowed David to get right to the brink where he could have literally took Saul's life, but he would not touch, amen, God's anointed. He would not touch him, praise the Lord. And I believe it proved to Saul that the hand of God was on David's life when he could have been the one, amen, that David would have took out instead of vice versa. And the Bible says that once he got to that point and David cut off a part of his garment, and then he repented of that. He got grieved by it, praise the Lord. And then the man of God realized, wait a minute, I better leave him alone. And the Bible says that he went and he never followed after David again. He never sought to slay, amen, God's anointed, praise the Lord. So when you, amen, follow after God, praise God, it may look like the enemy's going to catch you and he's going to defeat you, praise God. But when you press in there and you hang in there with God, praise God, God will protect you. He will keep you, praise the Lord. He'll even keep your mind, praise God. The Bible says he'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. So know this, beloved, God is a deliverer, praise the Lord. He is God. He's the Almighty God. He's a strong one, praise God. He is God, amen, omnipotent, the God who knows all, he sees all, and he performs all things for his people, praise the Lord. And then God waits to, amen, to move on behalf of his people. The Bible even says that his eyes even run to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on behalf of his people. Praise the Lord. And then the word talks about strength. This is firmness. Amen. This is firmness. And in a definition of the word strength, I want to go there tonight. It means the power to resist attack. Praise God. I mean, it's the power to resist or resist strain or stress. It's durability. Praise God. And in this hour, we definitely need durability. We need the strength that will cause us to endure and to stand, praise God. And the Bible says when we've done all to stand, that's when we stand, praise God, and we're ready for battle. We have our complete armor on, ready, amen, to fight, amen, because we are in a war, praise the Lord. But our war is not against flesh and it's not against blood, but it's against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, wickedness in high places, praise the Lord. And then strength is the ability to maintain a moral or intellectual position firmly. Praise God. God gives us strength to resist attack or to stand in the midst of attack, strain, or stress. So we must remember that he is our strength and we can maintain through him, for he gives us power to triumph in him. God gives us power. He gives us the ability. Praise God. He gives us the wherewithal to stand. Praise God. Amen. God is building an army, praise God, and he's strengthening the people of God. And one thing that I'm finding as well is that when we as a body of Christ begin to unify, there's strength in unity, praise God. Amen. When we begin to realize that we're stronger together, praise God, than individually, if you will, praise God. Amen. When we recognize who we are as a body of Christ, thank you, Jesus, we will confound the enemy. The enemy will be confounded and confused, praise the Lord. So God is wanting the body, praise God, his body, his church, his elect, his chosen to stand, praise God, and be the soldiers that will endure hardness as good soldiers, praise God, not entangling ourselves with the cares of this life, praise God, but recognizing that God is our source, amen, he's the strength of our life, praise God, and that he will give us all we need, amen, to succeed. He will give us all we need to conquer the enemy. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen. Amen. We must also remember, amen, that God is our strength. Amen. We can maintain again through him, for he gives us power to triumph in him. Also, God is a buckler. He's a shield. He's our defender. Praise God. God covers the head. He covers the heart, so that neither is wounded by the darts of the enemy. Now, you know, when a person receives a wound in the head or the heart, amen, it could be mortal. It could be a mortal wound. It could be a fatal wound, praise God. So, too, in the spirit, amen, if you're hit in your heart spiritually, if you're hit in your head, praise God, it could take you out, praise the Lord, amen. Many have been taken out, amen, as a result of being wounded, praise God, and not being healed, not recovering, praise God, not being to where you can get up and fight, praise God. God doesn't want us, amen, to be taken out like that. He wants us to be soldiers where even if we're hit, praise God, we can get right back up, praise God, as Paul did, amen, when he was left for dead, praise the Lord, stoned, and all the brethren could do was stand around him, but he got up, amen, and he continued on through the pain. He continued on through the ridicule. He continued on through the scorn, praise God, through the hatred, praise the Lord, amen. He was a good soldier. He fought a good fight. He was able to say that when he came down to the last end of his life, praise the Lord. He said, I fought, amen, a good fight. I kept the faith. Oh, my God, I finished my course, and now there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, praise the Lord. He went to his reward knowing that he had done everything that God had called him to do, praise the Lord. And this is the same fight we're in, amen. We don't fight just until we feel like we can go somewhere in a corner and sit down, but we fight until, praise the Lord. Great man of God just took his journey home, praise the Lord, and I just read, amen, it was the late now R.W. Shambach, praise the Lord, served the Lord for years, praise God, was faithful, praise the Lord, amen, worked until, praise God, amen, and then when God, amen, saw fit, he called him on in, praise the Lord, took him on home, praise God, to glory, praise God. We're to fight, beloved, we're to hang in there. Don't give up, praise the Lord. Know that God loves you, know that he cares about you, amen, and he will work all things out for you because he loves you, because he cares, praise God. God gave me that, praise God, some months back, and God really does care, praise the Lord. He cares about you, amen. That's why you can cast all of your cares upon him, amen, because God cares, praise the Lord. Listen, and then the Lord is the horn of our salvation. Amen. The horn is a symbol of might, power, and kingship. Praise the Lord. So we are serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he is full of power and might. Praise God. Habakkuk 3 and 4 says this. It says, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power, praise God. So this, again, this horn symbolizes might. It symbolizes power, praise God, authority, kingship, headship, leadership, praise God. And we know that Jesus is our King, praise God. He's Lord, but he's also King of Kings, praise the Lord. And he is the one that's leading us, that's guiding us, praise God. He's the one, praise God, that will lead you into victory, praise God. God will not leave you, nor will he forsake you, because he is faithful to his word, praise God. So know this again, that God is a rock, amen. He's our foundation. Praise God. We build on him. We build on the word. Praise God. We build, we're built up in the Holy Ghost. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, we pray in the Spirit. Amen. God builds us up. He edifies us. He encourages us. He speaks to us. Amen. His people. Praise God. So we have to make sure that that foundation is laid. Amen. Foundation of prayer. Praise the Lord. Before, amen, we can minister effectively to others. Our lives have to be right. Praise God, we have to be pure. We have to be holy. Praise God, our relationship with God must be tight, must be secure. Praise God. Amen. And then know again that God is a fortress to us. He's a stronghold. He's a stronghold. He is a place of strength for us. Amen. He's our deliverer. He will deliver you, amen, from the inside out. Praise God. He'll deliver you from those little imps, and he'll deliver you from those little idiosyncrasies and little things in your life, praise God, amen, that would hinder, that would just like to bind you, amen, keep you in a trap, keep you hindered, praise God. Doesn't want the body of Christ hindered. Praise God. He wants us free. Amen. Walking in liberty. Praise God. So that we can go on and complete the task that God has called us to complete. Amen. Once again, know that he is your strength. Praise God. He is a strength to you. Praise God. Amen. Gives you the ability to maintain. Gives you the ability, amen, to withstand and to stand against. Praise God, the enemy. Praise God, he's a buckler. He's a defender. Praise God, he's a shield. Thank you, God. And then again, the horn of our salvation. And finally, praise God, he's a high tower. God is our high tower. And this signifies a place so high as to be out of danger. Do you realize the higher you go in God, the further away you get from the enemy? Praise God. The more you walk in the Spirit and walk after the things of God, the further away you get from the things of the world. Amen. We begin to lose sight. Amen. Of the world. Amen. It no longer has that grip on you. This is why God wants us to walk in the kingdom, live in the kingdom. Praise God. Live by kingdom principles, not by religion, not by tradition, not by legalism. All those things are dead. They're dead works, praise God. And God wants us to live in his kingdom, live by the principles of the word of God. Amen. When we look in the word of God and we see, amen, again, how the apostles walked and how they lived, they got a foundation. Only 3 years were they with Jesus, so they were trained. God trained them. Praise God. The Lord trained them, imparted into them, amen, poured into them. Praise God. And then when it was time for him to go, amen, take his journey, he said, I'm going to send the Comforter. I'm sending the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And once the Holy Ghost came, amen, they were baptized. They received the power to go forth and do the works of God. Amen. They became apostles. They were sent. Praise God. The Lord sent them, amen, to go forth. Glory to God. Amen. And establish the word and the kingdom of God. And this is what God is calling for in this hour. He's calling for a true fivefold ministry. Amen. The apostle, amen, that prophet, praise God, the evangelist, praise God, the pastor and teacher, the hand, praise God. And when we use the hand properly, praise God, and we allow the Lord to order us, to order our steps, a lot of us have been out of place, we've been out of position, praise the Lord, and God is ordering, he is ordering our steps, praise the Lord. So we must allow him to be that high tower, allow the Lord to take you high, praise the Lord, amen. You stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost and allow God to be God in your life, praise God. Get rid of the dead bones. Get rid of the old, as a dear friend of mine talks about, old wineskin. Amen. I don't want to be an old wineskin. That oldness, that deadness, praise God, that the religion. It's not about religion. It's about relationship, praise God. Relationship is alive, praise God. Religion is dead, praise the Lord. Tradition and legalism, doing things just because mom did it, dad did it, this one did it that way, so I'm going to follow suit. But there's no life in it. It's dead. Praise God. Anything dead needs to be buried. Praise God. We got to allow the Lord to transition us into the things that God would have us to walk in. Praise the Lord. And God's word is alive. Praise God. It is not dead. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God that the word, amen, will meet you right at the point of your need. Thank you, God. So again, Jesus is a high tower. The word is, God is a high tower. Amen. It signifies, once again, a place so high as to be out of danger. Listen, Psalms 144, 1 and 2 says, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. my goodness and my fortress, my high tower, and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Thank you, God. God is a high tower for us, his people. Thank you, Lord. And then Proverbs 18 and 10 says this, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of God. Oh, my God, the name of God is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Oh, my God, there's safety in the name of God. When you proclaim his name, proclaim him for who he is, there's safety. Praise God, so the righteous can run to it and find safety, find shelter. Praise God. God is a shelter in the time of storm. Praise God. He will cover us. Amen. Because his banner over us is love. So when we walk in the characteristics of God and walk in his love and walk in his mercy and walk in his joy and walk in his peace and walk in his self-control, hallelujah, we begin to take on the characteristics of Christ, which we know also the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. And those qualities we need in our lives. Praise God. We need God's gentleness and his goodness. Praise God, his mercy. Praise the Lord. We need all of those attributes in order to maintain, praise God, our walk with the Lord. There's so many benefits in God, beloved. Amen. The word will carry you. It will carry you through. Praise God. Amen. It does not pay, amen, to walk in the works of the flesh, because, amen, the Bible says over in Galatians 5, amen, that when you walk in these things, and we're going to read it, amen, if you have your word, praise God, turn over with me very quickly over to Galatians chapter 5, praise the Lord, because these things are dead works, praise God, they will cause us to miss out with the Lord, amen, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, praise the Lord, idolatry, witchcraft, praise God, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envies and murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I told you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So many times, beloved, we want to smooth this word over, praise God, and we know that there are people that are walking in these areas, and, you know, it's not enough to say, I'm sorry, praise God. You got to repent. You got to change your ways. You got to change your behavior. You got to change your attitude, praise God. Amen. The word is clear when he says, if we do these things, amen, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God is here, amen, but we're yet going, literally, to walk into a literal kingdom, praise God. We won't inherit his kingdom. We won't inherit the good things that he has for us, praise God. Amen. So it does not pay to allow flesh, amen, to rule our lives, praise God. We ought to live spirit, soul, body, not body, soul, spirit, praise God. In the flesh, you're not going to reap any good thing. Flesh will not stand or tarry in God's sight, praise the Lord. We must be crucified with Christ, amen. We must mortify and put the flesh to death, praise the Lord, amen, because when flesh dies, it is not going to move, praise the Lord, amen. Our spirit must rule. The Holy Ghost in us must take first precedent and place in our lives. So when we realize, beloved, that God is our strength, he is our help, praise God, amen, he will be that fortress that we need him to be, praise God. You know, we can learn a lot from David, because, again, we know that David was a warrior, amen. He knew what it was to fight, but he also knew what it was to have God to have his back, Praise the Lord. And there are many other examples in the Word of God where God would come through just in the nick of time. Praise God to rescue his people. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thinking about Daniel, thinking about the Hebrew boys, thinking about Joseph. Praise the Lord. Thinking about Joshua. Amen. A mighty warrior. He was also a warrior. Caleb. Amen. Love the Lord. These men of God held on to the promise of God. They did not waver in their faith, and that's why God blessed them. And beloved, in order to reap what God has for you, and in order to reap the blessing of the Lord, you must not, praise God, give in. You must not compromise, amen, your faith, your walk in the Lord. Praise God, you must remain consistent. Praise God, and make up your mind you're not going to compromise. Do not compromise your faith. Do not compromise your walk. Praise the Lord. It's not worth it, praise God, to lose, amen, the anointing, to lose the presence of God, to lose that place with the Lord, amen, and then be struggling for years to get just to get in the place, amen, where you know you need to be. Praise God. Some people never get back. Praise the Lord. So it doesn't pay, amen, to pull away from God, to put your hand to the plow, and then look back. The Bible says you're not fit. Amen. We're not fit. Amen. When we put our hand to the plow and then look back, we're not fit for the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So we must recognize that this word is true. It's real. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God, amen, moves in light of his word. And so when we get in the word, we hide ourselves in the word of God, amen, and we allow the Lord, amen, to come in and build that foundation in us, our lives will not be the same, praise the Lord. And we must allow God to really deliver and really set us free, praise the Lord, because when we do that, then, amen, then we are accountable, praise the Lord. Don't be an island to yourself, beloved. Don't be where, amen, you're not accountable to someone, praise the Lord. We must be accountable, praise the Lord. God's going to hold it to our charge, praise God, as leaders, as lay members, praise God, no matter what part of ministry you're in, you must be accountable. You must walk in integrity. You must walk in excellence. Praise God. All of these things, God is really shaping the body up, and we're beginning to see, amen, the church, amen, triumphant, and the church stand and be the church, praise God, that God has initiated. Praise God. He's pulling down all of these walls and all of these little things that we, man, woman, praise the Lord, have built up. Praise God. The false church is coming down. Praise God. The real church is taking its place, praise God, in the earth. We're still here, praise God. We're not of the world, but we're in it, praise God. And so given that, the body of Christ, amen, must stand. We must take a stand, praise God, against sin, against rebellion, against disobedience, praise the Lord. Amen. And just stand in the word. Praise God. I heard a beautiful warfare prayer today. Amen. Where God just used his manservant to pull down strongholds. Praise the Lord. We got to get in the vein of the Holy Ghost. And beloved, we must allow the Lord to transform our prayer lives. Our prayer lives must change. Praise God. You must recognize what you're dealing with, who you're dealing with. Praise the Lord. Amen. Walk in the Spirit. Praise God. Fast and pray. Seek the face of God. Amen. We must seek him. If you seek him, you will find him. Praise God. He will be found of you. If you hunger after him and thirst after him, Jesus told the disciples, you must, amen, have the hunger and thirst after righteousness, and you will be filled. Praise God, because only the pure in heart are going to see the Lord. Amen. We won't see him, amen, as we have walked. Praise the Lord, in flesh and filthiness, praise the Lord, and all of these things that we've seen in the body of Christ that have taken place, praise God, and so now God is pulling down, praise God, thank you, Jesus, amen, because he wants a body that's whole, praise the Lord, without spot, blemish, wrinkle, praise the Lord. So again, recognize, beloved, and know this, that God is your strength, praise God, he will be all that you need him to be. Trust God. Amen. Don't give up your faith. Don't let down, praise God. But you hold in there, hang in there, knowing that God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. When he promises something, he will do that. Praise the Lord. He will fulfill his word. But we have a part to play in the body. And when you've made a covenant with God, praise the Lord, don't come out of it. Don't come out of that covenant. Don't come out of that agreement. Praise the Lord. Bind yourself together with the Lord. Wait on him. Amen. Another scripture, very, very familiar scripture. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40. Amen. We're very well aware of the scripture, I'm sure, but we want to read it. Isaiah chapter 40, I believe the beginning in verse 29. The Lord says, he giveth power, amen, to the faint. That's strength. Praise God. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Amen. When your strength looks like it's waning, praise God, God will build you right back up. Praise God. And then he says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Beloved, I want you to be encouraged to know that the Lord is your strength. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the word tonight. We thank God, amen, for what he is doing. Praise God. I want to share another song with you, and I just want you to just let the Lord minister to you. Praise the Lord. We just want to share a little bit of this song, amen, simply entitled Yes. And I want you to just worship God for the next few moments. Tell the Lord yes. God bless you.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes?
God is saying,
there is more that I require.
tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
Yeah! There is more, so much more, so much more. He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Lord. Just tell the Lord yes. Just tell him yes. Aboshe. God is calling us higher. Praise God, there's a higher place. There's a higher place that God wants us to come to, beloved. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, God, for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. God, I thank you, God, for those that are listening. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you are our strong tower. Thank you, God, that you are our strength, God. You are our rock, Father. You are our buckler, God. You are our shield. You are our deliverer. You're the horn of our salvation. You are our high tower. God, be a strength to your people right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to say yes to your will, yes to your ways, yes to your holy word. Father God, I pray, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that, Father, your people would surrender all to you, Father God. Yield everything to you, Father, knowing, God, that you are God, you are Lord, you are King of kings, and you are Lord of lords. You are our El Shaddai, you are our Jehovah Jireh, you're our provider, you're our shalom, you're our peace, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we bless you right now. Father God, minister to the needs of your people. God, don't let anyone, God, that's listening, Father God, go away, Father God, without you ministering to them. And, oh, God, speaking a word in season in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you for your word, God. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you that you're going through the airways, God, going through the internet, Father God, and meeting needs right now, pulling down walls, God, pulling down strongholds, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we know the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. So we ask that you pull down the strongholds tonight, oh God. Pull down the weights, Father God. Oh, God, let the weights fall off, Father God. Let the chains fall off, oh, God, from your men servants, maid servants, handmaids, Father God, off the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you arise, Father God, in your people, Father God, and be strong, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, that you're touching, you're healing. Touch that one, God, that's sick in body. Father God, the infirmity spirits, we bind in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that Jesus came to set the captive free, that we may be free from sickness and free from disease, Father God. So we proclaim healing. We speak healing right now in the name of the Lord. We thank you for healing, God, healing spiritually, God. Heal that one that's wounded in their spirit, wounded in their emotions, wounded in their mind, God. Oh, my God, let healing take place, God. Let forgiveness take place, Father God, that we will have a heart to forgive, a heart to release those that have hurt, God, those that have caused great pain, God, that you would heal, that you would go in and bend, Father God, make whole, God, reconcile tonight, Father God. Oh, God, be with that one, God, that feels so discouraged. God, encourage and uplift right now. Oh, my God, that one that feels hopeless, that feel like giving up. Oh, God, give them a push to continue on. Oh, my God, you come alongside and you help right now. Father, we thank you right now. Lift up the hung down heads right now. Come against pity spirits. We come against that self self-pity, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we pray, God, that you would raise up, God. We come against the spirit of heaviness and spirit of oppression and spirit of depression. We come against those demons right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask for joy. We ask, God, that you would shower down your joy, shower down your praise, shower down, God, on your people, Father God. Meet the need right now, Father God. Touch that one that may not know you, Father God, that may not have accepted you into their heart. Father, we pray right now that you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, would save and set free and deliver by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, that you're yet watching over your word to perform it concerning your people, God. Oh, God, we thank you for revival. We thank you, God, that revival begins in our heart, in our soul, God, that we, as we begin to really repent and really cry out to you, Father God, you will do the work in us and bring breakthrough and change in our lives. So we thank you for it right now, Father. We thank you, God, that we will walk according to your will and according to your word, that, God, we will be ambassadors of you, Father God, walking out the kingdom, walking in the kingdom, Father God, according to your word. So we thank you now. We give you praise and we give you honor. Oh, God, I ask that you touch my dear caller, Father God, that's on the line right now, that you would minister, Father God, minister strength, minister life, God. Oh, God, according to your word, God, we thank you now. We give you praise, Father God, for what you're doing. Thank you for your word. God, thank you for the encouragement and uplift, oh, God, according to your word tonight. We love you, God, and we appreciate you. Oh, Father God, we will forever give you praise, forever give you glory and give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, we want you to be encouraged and know that God loves you again. Know that he cares. We thank God for those that have joined us tonight. We pray the Lord will continue to strengthen you, keep you encouraged. Amen. Keep you looking to the Lord. Praise God. Keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord. We want you to stay encouraged. Praise God. Keep your eyes on Jesus and keep your face toward him. Continue to seek the face of God. Seek his face, beloved. Don't seek his hand. Seek his face. Stay before the Lord. Stay in his presence. Praise God, because in his presence is fullness of joy. Praise God. Your joy is strength. That's where your strength is in the joy of the Lord. Praise God. And you keep your joy. Praise God. Don't let the enemy take your joy from you. Don't let him take your peace. Praise God. Don't let him take your love, but you walk in the love of God. Praise God. And be quick to forgive. Be quick to release. Praise God. Be quick to let things go. Don't harbor things in your heart. Amen. But when things come your way, praise God, even when pressure comes, amen, give it over to the Lord. Amen. Tell the Lord about it. Speak to God. Praise God and allow God, amen, in your life. Amen. Allow him, amen, to take that first place in your life, because the Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. We pray the Lord will continue to bless you and keep you in his care until we meet again. We want you to be encouraged and stay encouraged and know that God loves you. Amen. Until we meet again, God bless you is my prayer. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer request, praise report, or comment at setfreeoutreachministries@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you. And he cares. A place where you